You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In the winter, as we all know, ponds can freeze over, but fish, they are still swimming underneath that sheet of ice. So why wait until spring to break out the fishing rod? You can drill a hole in the ice and you're good to go. But a waiting game in the icy cold weather, probably not the most kid-friendly activity. That's why, for the 29th year, Sam in Idaho is hosting the annual Kids Ice Fishing Derby. This is put on by the Forest Service and Fish and Game. And the event helps introduce kids to fishing, which is a staple in that community. Joining us live on the phone from Salmon is Mike DeMick with Idaho Department of Fish and Game. Welcome to the program.
Yes, Jenna, thank you.
So 29 years of this fishing derby. Tell me the story behind this event.
Well, yeah, it's been going on a long time, 29 years, and it seems to be coming bigger and bigger every year. We started it, the Forest Service actually started it, and a multitude of other agencies got involved, and even private citizens here in Salmon got involved by sponsoring $25 for if a kid catches a tagged fish. So it's a really good community event. We basically started in the morning. Usually fishing is a lot better in the morning when we're ice fishing. And so we started at 8. It goes till noon, and it's an event for anglers that are 16 years or younger. And there's also a bunch of prizes that we give away. Rod and reel combos will be awarded to 4 kids in different age categories, from 5 to 5 and under is one category, 6 to 8, 9 and 11, and then 12 to 16. So there will be about, I think, 18 fish under the ice that have tags, and if one of the kids catches a fish, it'll be worth $25 in cash.
Wow.
So, yeah, every kid will go home a winner, too. Every kid that registers at the registration table will go home with something. So every kid goes home a winner.
And have you helped with this event in the past?
Yes, years and years ago. I haven't recently because I've been moving around, but I finally moved back to Salmon here about 2 years ago. So,
and
yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have... there's a hot chocolate table there for the kids that may get a little cold. We also have a little warming fire for folks to stand around if they get a little cold. And there'll be a lot of volunteers up there helping, drill holes in the ice and helping the kids how to, basically teaching them how to tie knots in their line and putting sinkers on and things like that.
And you don't have to live in Salmon to participate in the event, right? Like a kiddo can come from
right.
Pretty much anywhere?
Yeah, we have kids from all over the place. We have a lot of kids that come from southeast Idaho. A lot of folks from Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Pocatello will come up here fishing. Their parents may go steelhead fishing or something, and they take their kids on this ice fishing clinic. Yeah, so...
So is it my understanding that there are 2 ponds for fishing at the derby?
Actually, we have 2 derbies going on that day.
Okay.
We have one at Hyde Pond, which is right here kind of by the airport. And then we also have another derby going that day, and it's at Jimmy Smith Lake. It's actually, this is its 6th year, and Jimmy Smith Lake is a lake up the East Fork of the Salmon River, basically south of Clayton. And we generally have around, 40 to 60 kids at Hyde Pond, and we have about half of that at Jimmy Smith. It's a little bit, it's more for the adventurous angler because there's about a mile walk from a trailhead. So it's a little harder to get to, but they catch a lot of fish up there as well.
Yeah, but you know what you're doing when you do it at a pond and you have kids who are 5 years old, because you're gonna be hard pressed to get some of those littles to hike a mile.
Right. People actually can take a snowmobile, or you can actually take your 4-wheeler too. It's remote, but we actually get a pretty good turnout up there every year.
So how does the event, and others like this, help expose kids not just to fishing but really to the outdoors? Because
We've
got kids these days where, if they live in certain areas, of course they're outside all of the time. But then you've got other kids that maybe aren't experienced with this.
Right. That's kind of why we do these, you know, because the youth, of course, are our future. And, you know, the fish and game is funded primarily by license sales. So we kind of want to recruit new anglers into the sport. And, you know, a kid goes fishing once, they want to go again and again and again. And hopefully, you know, it's a really good, healthy, lifetime sport that they can enjoy throughout their life. And we try to get the kids unhooked from electronics and out in the outdoors. And, you know, once they go, it's just going that first time. Once they go, chances are they'll want to go again.
So let's talk just some logistics here, because mm-hmm. if you have not been ice fishing before, mm-hmm. what and if you're a parent, maybe you want to get, you know, have your kid do this, what kind of gear should they be wearing? I mean, I'm assuming kind of dressing for like if you were going to be snowmobiling or something like that.
Right. Ice fishing is really, really simple. You know, you don't really need a lot of gear. If you fish before, generally you'll have a fishing rod and tackle, and that's all you need for ice fishing. The only thing that is, I guess, somewhat specialized is an ice auger. And ice augers, there's hand augers. They cost about $25 to $30. They're available at sporting goods stores. Or there's power augers that are probably around $200. And there's even augers that you can put on a cordless drill. So I wouldn't let that stop you. There's also, I mean, there's a lot of times people, if you ask other ice anglers out there, they'll drill you a hole. You know, it's kind of a community of people that do it.
Well, and that's good, because I wouldn't know how to do that.
Yeah. But yeah, as far as the clothes go, you know, it's definitely important to have really good boots, a hat and gloves, and dress in layers. You know, mm-hmm. you're standing on a sheet of ice, so you want to, a lot of times it's cold in the morning, but when the sun comes out, it's actually surprising how warm it is out there on the ice. And we just encourage folks to dress in layers, and you can kind of shed clothes as you get warmer or put clothes on when you're cold. So
you mentioned, I mean, you're standing on a sheet of ice.
Yeah.
So what kinds of precautions should people be taking if they're out on the ice?
Well, we tell people, you know, common sense is key. And whenever you venture out on the ice, you got to be thinking safety. And as a rule of thumb, about 4 inches of clear, solid ice is usually safe for ice fishing. Of course, if you're going out there on a snowmobile or an ATV, you need a minimum of 10 inches of ice. And the thing about ice, you know, it can be deceptive. If ice is, you know, 1 foot in one area, it can be, you know, a half an inch a few yards away. So we tell people that, you know, we recommend folks drill test holes as you go out, and never be alone. Always be with somebody. And
and I'm assuming you guys are doing some certain precautions, I mean, on pond yourself, right? I mean, you're not going to just let the kids go out there.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we've been actually to both sites here in the last day or two, and the ice is plenty thick. We've got about probably 10 inches of ice on Hyde Pond and probably 12 to 14 inches of ice on Jimmy Smith.
So the Derby is this Saturday in Salmon, and folks mm-hmm. can still sign up.
Yes, all they've got to do is when they show up, we'll have a little registration table there, and they just give us their first and last name, and then when they catch a fish for the awards, they'll just come back over. We'll weigh the fish for them. We'll put their name on a whiteboard so everybody can kind of see their name on the whiteboard. And at the end of the event, which is at noon, they'll determine who wins the 4 largest fish. And then there'll also be a bunch of prizes given out at that time.
Love it. Mike, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to talk to us about this.
You bet. It was fun. I hope folks show up.
I hope so, too. We've been talking with Mike Demick of Idaho Fish and Game about the annual Kids Ice Fishing Derby. It is in Salmon this Saturday. More information about the Derby can be found on our website. Just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our intern is Chloe Ball. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. It's Tuesday. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.